WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We have a concert for you today featuring Exene Cervenka. She used to co-lead the band X with John Doe. X was the most literary and the most successful of the bands that emerged from the Los Angeles hardcore punk scene of the 80s. Their roots were in folk, blues, and country, as well as rock and roll. Exene and John Doe met at a writer's workshop. They married in the early 80s, but at the end of the decade, they separated and broke up the band. Now they each have solo careers, although they've recently started working together again. Exene's new album, Running Sacred, is her second solo album. Two of the musicians featured on the album are accompanying her today, Duke McVinney and Tony Gilkison. Gilkison used to be a member of X, and he produced both of Exene's records. Here's Exene Cervenka to introduce the first song.
Boy and His Sister was a song that Tony and I wrote the music to. My husband's name is Viggo Mortensen. He was the writer of the words. He's a really good poet. And it's a story, and it has a lot of different meanings. And I'm not sure anyone knows what it's really about.
One, two, three.
A miniature priest of passive purity. They saved his tears in the top right-hand drawer after spanking him for crying. His sister watched, she knew how not to cry. He was very well liked by very, very few, but he did his best in school. You never saw the like. Never a nuisance. This little boy even prayed. So did his sister. So did his sister. Was well liked by the boys. She did her best, which was good enough to please, and grew tall and so pretty. By the day he was small for his age, he dreamed of holding hands. By now he knew how not to cry at all. You never saw the light. Little boy even prayed. So did his sister. So did his sister. He knew a lot about insects for his age, and trees and the weather in general. It was something to do. His sister got an abortion. I think he lives in a cabin he built in the swamp outside town. Nobody goes there, they don't care if he's there. You never saw the like. Never a nuisance. This little boy even prayed. So did his sister. So did his sister. His sister worked in the market. For a while she got caught ripping off her petty cash, I heard. And she left town to be a dancer on the stage. He's invisible in the swamp. You see smoke from his fires. That's all. That's all. You never saw the light. Little boy, he even prayed. So did his sister. So did his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounding great. Ooh. And with us is Exene Cervenka, who's singing, and joining her on guitar, we have Tony Gilkison and Duke McFinney. Mm-hmm. Exene, do you think that being a solo performer now is bringing out different parts of your singing or your writing than with X?
Yeah, what, X was a democracy, and that's kind of hard.
Got fed up with democracy.
No, I'm not fed up with democracy. It's just it gets hard because everyone's feelings have to be taken into account. And when you're writing a song, there may be certain things that people don't want to play. And I think this way it's good. People know what you're like as an individual, and they can decide whether they want to join up with you or not.
What do you think is different about your singing and your songs as a solo performer?
Everything. They're completely different. I didn't write the music in X. John Doe did. I write the music for most of these songs. I think I said that Tony wrote most of the music for that. I wrote a little. It makes you completely autonomous. It makes you independent, and it makes you kind of freeze you up, you know, so that you can do anything you want, and it's just really great to do it that way.
Let me ask you to do another song for us.
Okay. I think we're doing Missing Nature now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It doesn't matter where I live. It's a joyous excursion, new town, small town. We are right side up. Everyone else is upside down. Panhandling the cabinets. I could eat the granite and the square green farmland, every tree in sight. I wanna lay my head on Mount St. Helens for the night. Stop the world, I wanna get back on, even if it's almost gone. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Wouldn't it be fun to stop the world and watch all the people fall off, and the polka dot liquor stores in the Carolinas, all of the gardens, all the green tomatoes, the nicely made wind and the well-designed heat, old flat homesteads and the pointed cities we can count. Oh, old barns. Stop the world, I wanna get back on, even if it's almost gone. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Stop the world, I wanna get back on, even if it's almost gone. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Stop the world, I wanna get back on. Doesn't matter where I live.
That's great. That's Arxene Cervenka singing, and she wrote the song. And
This one I wrote, yes.
Arxene, you started off as a poet before you started to write music or sing. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition between writing poetry and becoming a performer?
I was afraid John was going to steal all my words if I didn't sing them.
Well, he John Doe wanted to set your words to music?
Yeah, and then I just thought, well, I think I'll do this too, because I thought it was a really good time for people to start bands. It was like 76. Actually, it was more like 77 by that point, but what's the difference? Anyway, I just wanted to do what other people were doing, which was leading this exciting life and being an artist and not just being a one-dimensional kind of sitting in my room writing Diary of a Lost Girl. So that's what we did.
Were you comfortable being on stage and singing at first?
I've never been comfortable being on stage and singing in front of people. I think it's really difficult, and I don't think that means that one doesn't like it or that you don't, that it isn't your destiny or something to do it. It just means that it's hard.
Did you think that you could sing before you started singing in front of audiences? Had you sung a lot in your room or with friends? Were you ever in a band?
Can't you tell? No, I wasn't, and I didn't care what it sounded like. I just thought it was really neat to be able to have something to say and to be able to say it really loud.
And it was a period, too, that really wasn't about technique. So, you know,
it was about not having any technique, which you can get away with for a while. Everyone should be allowed to do that for a while.
When was the period when you felt like...
Immediately.
Really?
Are you going to say when I started to have to learn something?
Well, when you felt that you wanted to learn more technique.
Yeah, immediately, as soon as I realized I didn't know anything.
So what did you do?
I started taking voice lessons, and I've been taking them since 1980. And I also, you know, finally learned music to an extent that you never stop, I guess, learning. But, you know, it was really funny, too, because in the early days of X, you'd read these reviews that were like New York Times and all these, like, kind of really nice magazines, Rolling Stone. And they'd be saying what our harmonies were if they were, like, fifths or what kind of scales and all these kind of things. And then sometimes interviewers would ask me about, in technical terms, like why I would sing this certain style. And I of course, was very proud of the fact that I had no idea what they were talking about because it seemed more genuine.
My guest is Arxene Cervenka, and the songs that she sung so far are from her new album, Running Sacred. And two of the performers in her band are with us as well, Tony Gilkison and Duke McVinney, and they're both featured on guitar in our concert today. Short break, and then we'll be back. This is Fresh Air. Featuring a concert on Fresh Air today with Arxene Cervenka, who has a new album called Running Sacred, and with her on guitars today we have Tony Gilkison and Duke McVinney. And I should mention here that Tony Gilkison today is playing a Gibson guitar that has been very graciously loaned to us by Vintage Instruments of Philadelphia. I want to ask you a few things about your background. Where did you grow up? I know when you started performing music, you were living in Los Angeles, but where did you come there from?
I lived in Illinois when I was a kid, grown up in a rural area, and then I lived in Florida for a while, various cities. I came directly from Tallahassee, which is a really good place to go if you really need inspiration, to go to a city, and, you know, it's like a... it just, for me, at that time, late 70s, it was a very difficult place to be, and so it got me motivated to get out of there and go someplace. I'd never lived in a big city before, you know, like L.A., so...
So you still think of yourself as a rural person?
I think of myself as a rural person who's learned to put on the city kind of armor to live in a city, but I don't think I don't know. I try not to analyze what I am too much.
What did your parents do for a living?
My father was a carpenter, and my mom was a mom.
Excuse me for asking what I'm sure you'll think of as a really stupid question, but Arxene Cervenka is your birth name?
My last name is Cervenka. My real name is Christine, which is Christ is X. I just changed it like Xmas, you know, to Arxene.
Oh, okay. Because I had to first assume that was a name that you took since everybody was taking names at the time.
Yeah, no, see, that was way before all that music stuff. I was 18 when I did that. It was
Oh, okay.
just a thing to do. But that's my real last name.
So what motivated the change?
What motivated the change? I guess what motivates everything I do is just I wanted everything to be mine, to be what I decided things should be. The name I decided I should have, the kind of life I decide I want to have, and people, you know, the people I want to be with. It's just, I don't know, I just didn't like that name, I guess, too. I just wanted to be me.
Can I ask you to do one more song? Could you do Curtains?
I think we could.
Of mercy, please admit one. The time is tomorrow where it's never too late, and when it's never too late, it's never too early. Safe sex with a dangerous man, urges deepened by his talent. You know that kind of inspiration is awfully hard to come by. Smoky fever, jazz without in the tongue. So loose, it wants to drop out of her head. Her head, her head. It comes again in easiness and sleaziness, and you know the rest. How a dime's worth of desire, spend your whole life overnight. The faces of the deep swim silently lit up by underwater fire. And the men along the road are electric poles leaned over from snow and age now. Her flowers are up, the first of spring. Curtains blown in the blue wind, clothesline empty, hamper full, but there's nothing she can do. Do. He said he'd make her life complete. He didn't say she'd be finished when he went away. She thought she wanted to die, but she wasn't certain. She didn't call it the facts of life. She didn't call it curtains. Of mercy, oh please admit one.
That's Curtains, written and sung by Exene Cervenka. I have to ask you about Dances with Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a line in one of your poems.
Yeah.
And when, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name, but when the person who wrote the screenplay,
Michael Blake,
right, accepted his Academy Award, he thanked you.
Yeah, he thanked me and Doug Knott and Jocelyn Heaney, two other writers. They all happen to be writers that he knows, but that he does respect. It wasn't because he knows us that he mentioned us. I've known him a while, and when he was writing the book, we were very close, and he was kind of one of those down-and-out guys staying at my house and all that. And I think it's great that he recognizes people and that usually, to me, the people you're most influenced by and that help you the most in your art happen to be people you know. I mean, there's books that influence you and other musicians or singers you'll never meet that influence you, but my most important influences are people I know.
Who wrote the line, Dances with Wolves, first, you or he?
With the name?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
So you borrowed it from him for...
Well, it isn't in a poem. You know what it was on my first record, Old Wives Tales. I have the poem Gravel about the two people that go and blow up Mount Rushmore, and I put down she stands with a fist, or she stands with a fist and he dances with wolves. And I didn't do it because of the movie. I did it because, again, it's like him thanking me. It was just to stick something in there so when he got the record, he'd see it, and it would be kind of a nice thing to do. And I could figure that those people could have been the people in the movie or their descendants blowing up Mount Rushmore. So I made a little connection.
And one last thing, how has being a mother changed your life?
Well, it's changed it completely. And I don't know what it would be like without having a son to take care of and be with. I don't see it coming out in my art too much as far as what I write about, but I think it makes you expand as a person, where you reach these heights and depths that you didn't know you had of selfishness or love or patience, or, you know, you're just on the verge of complete anger and you know, you don't know what you're going to do. And I guess that teaches you something about yourself, and anything that teaches you about yourself is good for your art. So in that way, I'm sure it's helped or changed things.
I want to thank you a lot for talking with us and for performing. Thank you very much. And my guest has been singer and songwriter Exene Cervenka. She has a new album called Running Sacred. And two of the performers on that record have been with us today, both playing guitar, Tony Gilkison and Duke McVinney. And I want to thank Vintage Instruments for loaning us the Gibson guitar that Tony Gilkison has playing today. And Tony and Duke, thanks a lot. You all sounded really great.
Yes, thank you for playing these songs
with me
today. Thanks
very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay.
I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.